Welcome to the fifth episode of the Gopi Gita. We are in these lectures relishing really the songs which the gopis sang when they felt the separation from Krishna. And the phal shruti, or the result of hearing this, is that our own feelings of separation from Krishna, when we feel not connected, can be overcome. Some of my listeners have appreciated that we hear about the gopis. They have asked me a question about speaking in public about such confidential subject matter. This question was answered by Srila Prabhupada. There was a devotee called Hayagriva who had written an article about the gopis, and Satswarup Maharaj, the editor of a Back to Godhead magazine, had asked Srila Prabhupada, should we publish such confidential subjects? And Srila Prabhupada answered like this: the policy should be that the people may not understand the gopis to be like ordinary girls. Be careful how you present the gopis. But this does not mean that we shall not utter even the names of the gopis. It doesn't mean that we have taken the vow to boycott the gopis. No, they are our worshipable devotees. How can we avoid them? Hearing about the gopis and their expressions of love can rekindle our own love. So, yes, let us chant now the fifth verse of the Gopi Gita. You will find it in the 10th canto, 31st chapter, text 5.
Virachita bayam Vrishni duyate charanam iusham Sanskrite Baya Karasaroruham Kanta Kamadam Shirasi Dehina Shri Karagram.
All of us together.
Virachita bayam Vrishni duyate Charanam iyusham Sanskrite bayad Karasaroruham Kantakamadam Shirasi Dehina Shri Karagraham.
This is how the gopis address Krishna. They feel with their previous verses they have satisfied him, and now it is time for them to ask for a blessing. By the way, this is the art of offering prayers. You first glorify the Lord, and then, if you wish, after glorifying Him, you can ask for something. So here is the request of the gopis. O crest jewel, O best of the Yadu dynasty, O beloved, your lotus hand grants fearlessness to those souls who, terrified by the cycle of birth and death, surrender to your lotus feet. O fulfiller of our desires, please place on our heads that very lotus hand that grants fearlessness, and that accepted Lakshmi's two hands. So the request of the gopis to Krishna is, please put your hand, your lotus hand, on our head. If someone puts his hand on somebody else's head, it means he accepts that person lovingly. For instance, a father and a mother may put their hands on their child's head, and with this they give the child the feeling, you are here with me, everything is all right, I love you. So when the gopis request Krishna to do the same gesture of putting his hand on their head, they want to express this, only this one request, please, please accept us. It's a little bit like the devotees who chant the Lord's holy name. They also request, please accept us. Why do they say lotus hands? The answer is, they suffer from a particular fever, and the lotus is very cooling and can cool a fever. When you put a lotus on your head when you are having fever, then the fever or the temperature goes down. So their fever is a particular fever. They have the fever of a very desires for a very close and intimate relationship with Krishna, and that fever burns in them. So they asked Krishna to extinguish the fever by accepting them and placing their lotus, his lotus hand on their head. Now Krishna, the gopis think, Krishna might say, yeah, but I really don't touch women. This is not what I do. So they have a counter argument. They say, yeah, but your lotus hand grants fearlessness, and they have accepted Lakshmi's two hands. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, was accepted by Lord Narayan, and you are that very Narayan who accepted the greatest goddess Lakshmi. So please don't say you don't touch women. You have taken her hands, so put your hand on our heads. A very important point here is the description of the lotus hand. What does Krishna's hand do? The gopis explain. They give one fearlessness, or they give fearlessness to those souls who are terrified by the cycle of samsara and surrender to his lotus feet. In the future, Krishna will do this. He will accept the gopis in the rasa dance arena, and he will dance with them, and when they are very exhausted and perspiring, he will take his lotus hand and wipe the sweat and also the exhaustion from their foreheads. But this hand does also something for us here in the material world. The hand of the Lord blesses the devotee who surrenders to him. Raised hand of Krishna is worshipped by his devotees as granting fearlessness. In the future, in the very future, Akrura will speak about the blessings of Krishna's hand. He says, when I come to Vrindavan, I will offer my obeisances to the Lord's cowherd boyfriends and then to Krishna Balaram, and then something will happen. When I have fallen at his feet, at Krishna's feet, the Almighty Lord will place his lotus hand upon my head. Apyangri muli patitasya me vibhu shirasya dasya nija hasta pankajam. Hasta pankajam means the lotus hand. Dattā bhayam kāla bhujangaram hasa prodvejitānam sharanāshinam nrinam. So he says, yes, when I've fallen at his feet, the Almighty Lord will place his lotus hand upon my head. For those who seek shelter in him, because they are greatly disturbed by the powerful serpent of time, that hand removes all fear. My dear devotees, my dear friends, when you feel that material life is very hard on you, when you feel this intensity of material existence, remember the lotus hand of Lord Krishna. Pray to the Lord that he may place this hand on your head. Surrender to him and you will become free from all types of fear. I thank you very much for listening. I will invite you to continue going with us through the Gopi Gita as much as possible. Welcome, welcome, welcome.